This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you very much, folks, for joining us live from downtown Watford City. Not every day that I get to do a show right on Main Street, but we are today. Main Street and 2nd Avenue North. We are at the Mineral Tracker. Big, giant white tent. You can't really miss it. Right on the corner next to Myers Department Store, Mineral Tracker Software's booth here at Ribfest. You can win a Yeti cooler, sharp blue one. And there's free water here, so stop on by all during Ribfest right here, and, of course, check it out. Ribfest is a lot of fun. They do a great job in Watford City, and we hope you come in and take it in. By the way, thanks to everybody in Medora for a great time yesterday. I'm headed back there doing the musical tonight and Pitchfork Fondue and the Gospel Brunch tomorrow, and looking forward to that as well. But I want to thank Justin and Daniel, too, just great guys. Justin Fisk and Daniel, who was on with us yesterday, great job, great host, a lot of fun. Randy Hautzenbühler's got a great team, and so we had fun there as well. Looking forward to a whole weekend down there in Medora as well after all the Ribfest fun up here. So this hour I'm going to chat with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, and also get to some more of your calls. So a lot of folks calling about the climate change question and call that we got earlier today. So thank you very much. And look at that. We're about to begin our conversation with the former Watford City mayor, native of Watford City, and now Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford, and one of our neighboring booths just brought by lemonade. That was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice hospitality.
My gosh.
Great to be here today, Scott. This is fantastic. A lot of booths. This thing has really grown over the years.
15th annual.
Yes.
Celebrating of Ribfest, and from year one to now, how does it look different to you?
Just a few more booths. No, it's outstanding. The private businesses really they work all year long to put their teams together. They've all got their own tents, their own smokers, their rib recipes. It's really coveted to win the best ribs, of course, and just a lot of activity. A lot of the vendors have come back, which is a good thing. If they come one time, you know they didn't do very well. So when they come back, that's good. There's enough traffic. End up with thousands of people out here now instead of hundreds of people. So it's quite the deal. One thing I like is that the kids, when asked questions about what they like about Watford City, a lot of times they'll say Ribfest, you know, and it's just one or whatever it is, one or two days a year. It's one of the favorite things they have, being able to eat ribs on the street.
How can they not like it? Running around on Main Street. Main Street's blocked off, right? And all the food and the fun. And the
absolutely.
Music. Craig Morgan tonight, by the way, at 8 o'clock. And actually, the music starts at noon, so it's pretty much going the whole day. But they got a lot of great music as well, so it's wonderful.
Yep.
So I'll start with a big picture question first here. As you know, you come back here having led the city as mayor and obviously grown up here, and now having the benefit of coming up on 2 years as lieutenant governor, how are you using what's happening here, what's happened here, the energy here statewide?
Well, it's kind of you can see some of the fundamentals of the governor's Main Street initiative right here. When you think about what happened before the oil boom, it was some good examples of community building that happened in that slow time. A lot of people will tell me, well, sure, you had the oil boom in Watford City, so that's what brought the growth. But that's not necessarily true. There were community infrastructure-focused type events and projects and collaborative projects that were happening before all this happened. You see the Long X Trading Post on the end of Main Street, Visitor Center, Pioneer Museum, nonprofit-owned liquor store. I mean, it was something we were teased about at the beginning, but it's something where it was Watford City's leaders did that in that 2000, 1999 era when there was so much population loss. They were still moving forward, building projects for themselves. What would we like to have here, even if people are leaving in droves? You know, maybe someone would actually want to move back here again if we have nice amenities. And the swimming pool park down by the baseball field and park complex, you see that was done before the oil boom happened. That was improving on the old swimming pool, investing money to have a to actually have a water slide, and the Park and Rec was so worried that they'd lose even more money than they did at the old swimming pool. Well, it turns out it made money because people from Sydney and Wilson would drive over. Such a nice place. The Children's Park on the end of Main Street here, that was something done before the boom started. That was community fundraising, putting money together, buying one brick at a time to put together a park that was by the same builders as the park that's in Medora. Very unique. They put, you know, local attributes and, you know, built out of like wooden structures, like small buildings. I mean, we saw that in Medora as a community, and so we want to have that in Watford. These are things that happened before the boom, focusing on families. So with the Main Street Initiative, it's all about 21st century workforce recruitment. What do we have to do as a state? And so we use the examples that we learned here. We had to look deep inside. Why do people not necessarily want to come and live in Watford City? Well, it's remote, isolated, small, West North Dakota, cold. What do you do to counter that? And so the city of Watford City for the last 15 years, the economic development, the chamber groups, have been really focused on families. What do you have to have here so young families are attracted? Things like walking paths, things like the rec center, the wellness center. These are community-funded activities that lead to more recreation. So that's the healthy, vibrant part of the Main Street Initiative. And then efficient infrastructure, something where Kurt and Rick and the county, the people at the county and the city, they're thinking about the way to stretch that dollar the best way it can for the least impact to the taxpayer in Watford City and McKenzie County for handling all this growth with putting in more infrastructure in. So there's little case studies abounding in this area due to the oil boom and from before the oil boom of what makes the Main Street Initiative real for people when you go around the state. There's opportunities in all areas of the state.
Now,
let's take advantage of them.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. Some would say, come on, Watford City's not a good example because you're in the epicenter of the Bakken boom, so that's naturally going to feel that, obviously giving you advantages that other communities wouldn't have. You and I talked one time after one of your trips to Botno, and you said, everybody should know about Botno. This place is just fantastic. It's great. They've got so much going on, but more people need to actually take advantage of it. But they don't have oil. But they do have Lake Metegoshi. So is it about everybody finding their thing?
It is.
Or is it unrealistic to think that other folks can be a Watford?
Everybody finding their thing. And then it turns out you've got things holding back in communities like Botno, like natural gas service and like water supply, some of these issues that in Watford City, we were lucky to be on the route between Dickinson and Williston, evidently, to have natural gas all those years. You get in my job I have now, I go to communities and say, yes, that'd be great. We have a lot of egg production here. We can't get those plants because we don't have natural gas service to our community. We don't have a water supply to the community. You know, some of these things are infrastructure concerns that have to be big picture, expensive projects. They have to be collaborative, regional type movements that have to be done by the leadership. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to work with those other communities, other counties, legislature, etc.
And a lot of work and a lot of time, right?
So,
when you talk about creating the communities that will attract the 21st century workforce, the biggest pain point, bar none, of the entire state. But it's also the other 49 states go through the same thing. So we're fighting it right along with them, and everybody trying to come up with the best strategy. What kind of a timeline are you talking about to kind of have this vision be rolled out?
Oh, this just has to start happening in a few years' time. I mean, we have 14,000 or so jobs posted on job service website any given day. And then you ask the companies that post, do you post all your jobs? No, they don't. They don't post all their jobs. So sometimes there's a single post for a position that might have 10 behind it. So the governor's terrified of how many numbers what the number actually might be. What if it's 30 or 40,000 job openings? What if it's like 10% or more of the workforce? Point being, there's not enough people here for what's going on economically. There's a lot of opportunity, and not only in ag, not only in energy, but in technology, and we don't have enough people. So this is something where it has to be amped up to where all communities have to push in the same direction. You have to think about when you go to a smaller community like Watford City used to be, where the average age was probably pushing over 50, somehow you have to get that trend reversed. So what would it take for a young couple from somewhere else to move to your town? That's the question. That's a hard question to answer.
You know what I just thought of when you were talking about that? You remember the big hoo and cry over the Northwest Airlines or Sun Country or one of those Twin Cities-based MLT, I think it was, MLT Tours, put a call center in Minot.
Yeah.
You remember that? And it was a big deal, right? Because but they literally were call center jobs, right, which, you know, in this day and age are not considered ideal jobs, right? They're kind of a dime a dozen. You don't incentivize those. But we incentivize that. I remember Senator Hovind, as Governor Hovind, made a big deal of that. We're almost to the point where our focus should be less on recruiting, you know, obviously not businesses like that, but any of the major efforts that you kind of always are doing, but instead be working on getting the people. Am I right?
Well, you can't let your foot off the pedal on industry development within your strengths, within energy and ag, and so we never will do that. And
so
there's so much talent. There's so much talent from our ag side, from whether it's the research side, whether it's the companies that invest, energy, same thing. They're investing their own money. They're investing their own billions of dollars every day. They're investing. They're working through programs to get the Oil and Gas Research Council, Lignite Research Council, and get those research dollars focused at the EERC and UND and NDSU and do the research, do the work here, have the jobs here. So that is being done, but we can't take our foot off that pedal either. The manufacturers, etc., they need our help. But workforce is the number one topic when you hear the governor and I talking. Workforce recruitment.
Very interesting. Take a short break. Back with more if you have a question or comment for our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, former mayor of Watford City. It's welcome at 800-228-0550. More after this.
...that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
CJ and the team at DAC Diesel are hard at it right now, folks. Yes, they are. Going hard. And I tell you what, DACDiesel.com is the website where you can give them a call. And CJ and the team are waiting to take care of you any way they can. What a great story it is. CJ called in one day to the show and was a listener. and said, you know, I like your program, and I'll bet I'll like your listeners. I want them to know I'm trying to build this business, and we can fix whatever they need fixing in the way of diesel. Anything. I mean, top repair and maintenance shop, and now they've grown and grown and grown, and a lot happening there. So why? They're doing good work. That's why, and you're hearing about it. So check them out, DakDiesel.com, or call them for an appointment right now, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or text a note over if you need an appointment to CJ himself at the 210-0888. Back downtown Watford City with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today, talking about a lot of things that are happening across the state of North Dakota, and also welcoming you to RibFest. They're just getting underway. Come on in and take advantage of it. Great entertainment tonight, 15th annual event. Whole lot happening. We are at Meyer's Department Store, 2nd and Main in downtown Watford City, under the big white tent for our friends at Mineral Tracker, who have that great Mineral Tracker software that you still can get free. It's not going to be free for much longer, but if you want to be part of being a part of an incredible new innovation from North Dakota, go to mineraltracker.com, and it is free. Back with more of our conversation with Brent. So we were talking before the break, obviously, you can't have the luxury of not continuing to recruit, but we've got to gear up. It just seems to me we are undertaking an effort unlike anything we've ever seen in North Dakota in the way of meeting the employment needs of North Dakota businesses. Or am I wrong? Has this always been a challenge?
Well, it's probably more like 120 years ago when the railroads were coming through and trying to recruit immigrants from Europe to populate the plains. I mean, it's almost to that level. There's so much opportunity here. There's so many jobs available. I mean, the governor will say we need more like a million people. You're not 750,000. Well, that's quite the challenge to try to bring another couple hundred thousand people here. You think about what that took during the oil boom. To basically, our population went up, what, about 100,000 from 2010, at all estimates. That took a lot. It took a lot of opportunity. It also took 10% unemployment in other areas of the country. Well, now there's not. Now it's under 5 in most areas. It's 3 or 4%. So it's really hard to just move that workforce in for the energy development, let alone other parts of the country. So then it has to be something unique. It has to be good pay. It has to be great family environment, great schools, great place to live. Has to be something that's millennial friendly, which we are getting some good marks on some of the national listings of great places opportunities for millennials. We've got Dickinson, Williston, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot scoring well on those types of lists. You know, so what does that take? You know, to get on those kind of lists, what do you have to do to be millennial friendly, to be young family friendly, and as your community matures and goes from the farming ag community from the 60s and 70s and 50s, whatever have you, and then roll forward and the kids quit coming back from college after they go to college and the families quit having as many children, what is the evolution for your community? How are you going to maintain that 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 person community when you have those things happening? There has to be some new blood coming in, so what does it need to look like? It's a different model.
I think it's fair to say, and I've heard from some of them, that not everybody will think that's a good idea either.
Right.
I mean, what do you say to people who think, I don't want that. I don't want 100,000, 200,000 more people here.
Well, we don't really have a choice. If you're not growing, then you're going the other way. And where does that lead us? That leads you down, closer to zero. And so there, you have to have growth in mind, continual growth opportunities and healthy growth. Yes, I wouldn't wish the whatever we had for 500% growth or whatever or more happening to people. I mean, that was very hard to be able to handle that, to go from 1,500 people to whatever we have around here now. The census.
What do you think you have around here now?
Most of the retailers and government service providers will tell you it's more like 10,000, you know, but to go from 1,700 to that was very difficult. But a healthy growth, you know, your 5% growth, your 10% if you're really rocking, you know, to be adding that kind of population. You know, you have to have some things really hitting that are unique for that to be happening.
Texter just said you can increase the workforce if you stop paying aid to people who won't work. You know, and you know, that's an interesting thing. That's obviously a federal issue, right?
right? I mean, that's something that is ironic, isn't it? When there are so many businesses begging for employees, you still have enough of a safety net there where it's kind of sad if that safety net is more lucrative than going to get one of these great jobs that are available in the state, if that's the case.
How much does paying people more contribute to meeting the needs you're talking about workforce-wise? In other words, just collectively, do our wage rates need to go up?
Well, I can tell you the wage rates are strong. They have to be in the western part of the state to try to recruit anyone. If you look at the counties from west of Highway 83, the wage rates are high comparatively nationally. And that does help get people into the workforce. It does help get people recruited here. But then you have to have the community where they want to live in the first place.
Neil Kashkari, the head of the Federal Reserve Bank, Minneapolis branch, has said that, his data points as he looks at the places that are growing are the ones where wage rates are higher.
Yes.
And North Dakota probably already fit into that, but,
right.
He's saying everywhere, you've got to pay more if you want to get people.
Yes. When you're in a tight labor environment like this where it's low unemployment rates, obviously you have to compete. And that does pull people back into the workforce. You'll have military retirees. You'll have state retirees come back into a great job in the workforce. I mean, that's important to have the great pay opportunities.
I only have a minute left. From your time in Watford City to now your time a couple of years in as lieutenant governor, just talk a little bit about the experience, and the differences of what you do day in and day out and how you like it.
Well, I tell people it's not a lot different. Being the mayor in Watford City and owning a Main Street business, being a father of small children, husband, I mean, that was a busy life before, and it was really handling a lot of fires as it was happening all day long as mayor of, in that kind of a growth pattern. It was statewide reach. It was something where we were talking to the legislators, talking to agency heads in Bismarck all the time. What are we supposed to do here? What are we going to do? How about we help craft a program like this? And so I tell people the drinking from a fire hose part was the growth in Watford City. Now to move into Bismarck and lieutenant governor role is fascinating to me, to see what's happening across the state, see all the similarities, but also each community is different. All these different regions have different strengths, different opportunities, different things happening. Some areas have manufacturing, all areas have a strong ag presence. It's just that it's different type of agricultural products in each of those areas. Some of the areas have communities that declined in population a while ago, and some have communities that are declining in population right now. So what do we have to do to stop that decline? That's the main issue east of Highway 83, is what do we have to do to stop the decline, to be able to add more people back to these communities.
That's fun to watch, that's for sure. Enjoy your time in Watford City today with the group you're speaking to. We talked to Daniel Stenberg a little bit about that earlier, and Greg Tavine. So, neat event that's happening, coinciding with RevFest. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Scott. Great as always.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us live from downtown Watford City. Get to your calls if you folks still want to talk climate change. Next, don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen NFL players knelt or raised their fists before preseason games last night. This morning, President Trump tweets, "The players are showing outrage over, quote, something most of them are unable to define." And he says they should be suspended without pay. Some players started protesting social injustice and police brutality that way in 2016. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 200 points amid European currency worries, and a report that shows inflation here in the States is up.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates.
USA Radio's John Clemens, the Labor Department saying the consumer price index was up 0.2% in July and 2.9% from a year earlier. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On your mind, live from Watford City today for RibFest, MineralTracker.com booth. Stop by. Free Yeti cooler given away. You can register for that. Free water as well. And a lot of ribs, folks. And really, 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 really good ribs. One quick thing I need to mention. Ann Coulter, that interview that we were supposed to record yesterday afternoon got postponed until the 23rd. The book comes out actually on the 22nd on resistance. So that'll be the 23rd. It still will be outside the show, and so keep your questions coming. And if you send a question, I got it, and we'll use it. But welcome others as well. Just wanted to let you know that. Coming up probably the 24th, I guess, we'll air that as well. All right, I'm going to get to your calls. Full bank of phone calls waiting to weigh in on all kinds of issues today, and looking forward to that. Before I do that, I want to chat with Ron Day. Ron is with Endeavor, and they have an event in Dickinson on Monday that I want you to know about, and something you should plan to take in if you're interested. Ron, how you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And folks obviously know about the refinery in Dickinson, and there's going to be a change there, and you're hosting an event. First of all, tell us about the change. Why the change?
Right. What we're doing out there is we're converting our refinery out there to run 100% renewable vegetable oil and produce a renewable diesel in order to meet the low carbon fuel standards that are in place in California.
And so that conversion will be a petroleum refinery as it was to a vegetable oil refinery, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be taking no longer processing crude at the Dickinson facility, but we'll do some modifications so that we can run 100% soy oil or any kind of vegetable oil. It could be corn oil or some other form of oil seed. And then we'll process that and produce a renewable diesel.
So the event on Monday is Dickinson State University, 6 until 8 p.m., an open house, basically, a chance to learn about what's happening, right?
Right. What we're going to do is have a little bit of a poster board session so folks can come, you know, go through the poster board session, ask questions, get a little more understanding of what the project is and what we're planning to do out there at the facility.
That sounds great. And this is really kind of exciting. I mean, obviously, the market has changed, and so the petroleum refinery not penciling out. Now Endeavor getting creative here, going to a vegetable oil refinery. That diesel, very popular in the California market, you know what I mean? So it's more jobs, more economic activity in Dickinson as a result of this this innovative change and effort by Endeavor. So I hope folks are there, 6 to 8 p.m., Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday, 6 to 8. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Who's been waiting the longest to weigh in? Looks like Rob in Fargo has something to say. Rob, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this global warming hoax, but I believe it's no different than the Russian hoax. The people promoting it have absolutely no evidence to back it up. I would like to say that, you know, the Earth is millions of years old, and they've only been keeping track of weather records for 100 years. That is nothing. The weather changes naturally. We can no more control the temperature of the Earth than we can to stop the rain or the cold or anything else like that. I grew up in northern Michigan, and when I was a kid growing up, I was 61 years old, we had snowstorms and blizzards every couple weeks throughout the whole winter. And then years after that, we had green grass on Christmas Day for years, and all the snowmobiling ended, everything. And now it's back to cold again. And when we started having record cold temperatures all across the whole United States, the left-wing people, they all of a sudden quit using the term global warming. They started using climate change. There was ice cutters up at the North Pole that were frozen in. And it's nothing but a hoax. We can't stop it. If you look back at the disaster, the Exxon Valdez, Prince William Sound in Alaska, they said that would never, ever be the same. It would never come back. If you know, 10 years after that disaster, there was absolutely no trace of any kind that oil spill ever happened. This is nothing but urban interest and left wing. These scientists, I respect the scientists, but you got to say this. They can have their opinion, but one thing they don't have is scientific proof or scientific evidence. You know, the left wing liberals, they want to use scientific proof when it comes to our global change and all that, that their scientists claim exists. But how come they don't want to use scientific evidence that's proven that a baby can feel pain at 5 months old?
Isn't that interesting? No kidding. Rob, well said. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Paulette, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, home of the Green Wave. How are you, Paulette?
I'm fine. Thank you. Your caller that wanted resources on climate change, I heard a Dr. Peter Evans. He is a retired geophysicist, spent 10 years researching and studying climate change. And his conclusion was volcanoes are our greatest contributors to climate change. Depending on how they erupt, will determine if we're going to have a warming or a cooling effect on our climate. And that we humans have such a small percentage that contribute to this climate change that it's not even worth recording. But this was a Dr. Peter Evans.
Are you sure that there isn't man-made volcano eruptions that were causing the volcanoes to erupt somehow by using hairspray or something? I'm joking, obviously, Paulette. But I mean, you're so right. I couldn't agree anymore. That's my go-to reaction on the whole idea of climate change is you think climate change is man-made, you're arrogant. To think we have that much impact over the sweep of time like this with what we have here.
Well, I don't know who'd want to argue with the geophysicist, but, this was like a year ago, and it was like the middle of the night I was awake and just turned my radio on, and he was talking. If the ash goes up, that caused one type of climate change, and if the lava flowed like this big volcano we've just had in Hawaii, it's going to affect what our climate's going to be. Also, yeah. There are volcanoes in the ocean floor that are erupting, and they are contributing to the temperature change in our ocean. So if this gentleman would look up this Dr. Peter Evans, he's a geophysicist, and see what his research showed, he might get some good answers.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that call. The Gulf of Mexico is full of volcanoes. There you go. Who cares what California does? Biodiesel is garbage. It freezes during winter. You know, it's sort of like the wind thing. You know, wind is prevalent to the degree that it is in North Dakota because these other states have gone, to a militant green. You know what I mean? Now, you can say that's stupid, which I would argue in some cases it is stupid to have that many mandates and this much percentage of our power must be whatever, but it is what it is. So in this case, for North Dakota, it's an economic opportunity. On private property, people can decide, do I want to, you know, allow land there and get payment for that, you know? And meanwhile, the power is exported anyway, and it's the kind of power they want. I don't like it. I think it's kind of crazy. Because I think there's, you know, nothing wrong with other fuel sources like clean, beautiful coal. But it is what it is. It's there now. To the extent that if, for instance, we didn't have any wind power, we would have energy. We don't know where to put it, you know. So it's an economic benefit, really. And same thing in the case of the refinery. That's a big deal. If they do that and do that well at Dickinson, and then it happens with the, you know, soybeans and other things as well here, there are markets for that. You can think they're stupid for requiring it, but I'll take the economic opportunity of somebody's stupidity any single day. You know? Absolutely. Does the governor have much say over state DOT projects? When will the I-29, I-94 interchange be upgraded for the biggest and busiest state in the state? I think there's a lot of collaboration there. I don't know whether they, you know, say yes or say no, but I will. I'll ask the lieutenant governor that question for you on the break. He and his lovely wife Sandy are still standing here with the kids, chit-chatting with some of the folks here. Man-made climate change. What a crock to believe we have so much power. Look at how many emissions are released each time a volcano erupts, for instance, says a listener. It's huge compared to what we put out. I guess we should just make laws for all of us to drive little cheese box cars and bicycles and fine Mother Nature for illegal volcano operations. Can you find Mother Nature? I don't know if you could do that. Another texter says, not a single turbine spinning the past couple of days, and when they overheat, they shut themselves down. So thank God for coal to keep the AC on. Well, that's true. That is the reliable, affordable energy that does just exactly that. Elect Kramer. We can't defeat New York's two Democrats. I think I read that one already. One other one here I was looking for. Getting a lot of your show us where you're working text as well. So some photos. Oh, here's somebody listening across from the DAPL protest site. Sent us a picture of that. Looks a little different now, doesn't it? I love it. All right. Let's get back to the phones here and go to Western North Dakota, and William. Hello, William. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you talking to me right now?
I'm sorry. I am talking to you right
now.
Oh,
okay. My phone had a bleep here. Yeah, I'd like to make a comment on the global warming and then one on Heidi Heitkamp and the Russians. If you ever want to confuse I call them flat earthers because they call us, I call them flat brainers because they call us flat earthers. If you go back about 8,000 years ago, nearly all of Canada and much of northern United States was covered in ice. It was an ice cap, and it all melted. And we didn't have factories. We didn't have coal-burning plants. We didn't have automobiles. There were very few humans here. It all melted, and then that caused, created, like the earlier caller said, Lake Agassiz, the Great Lakes, it carved mountains, and badlands, and so forth. And ask them how to explain how that all melted. And they can't do it. I asked that of Senator Dorgan one time at a town hall meeting, and his response was he got so frustrated that he just started hollering.
Oh, that's an interesting approach. It's not very Regent-like of the Regent North Dakota native. Thank you, William. Appreciate that. More Watford City on Final Break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year,
That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Vigeau Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Vigeau Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ask, folks, and I go to work for you here. So we found the question related to does the governor have any influence with the DOT related to I-94 and I-29 in Grand Forks? I can't find the exact question, but basically was saying this project needs to be done. Does the governor have any influence? So we asked the lieutenant governor to come back and answer the question. My answer was, there's a DOT, they do all these things, do you have some influence, I would imagine, but, I mean, the final decisions made by who related to DOT projects?
Tom Sorrell, the director of the DOT.
Say again?
Tom Sorrell, the director of the DOT, is a governor-appointed position, and we have a great relationship with Tom. I mean, they could send their request into the governor's office, probably end up talking to Lindsay or Shelley, get the request put into the queue, or contact the DOT directly. We've got a lot of great people over there.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you, sir. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, just for you, coming back with an answer right there. Joel Brown is back from MineralTracker.com. The booth is up and running and rolling, and, of course, RibFest is starting to go. But tell us a little bit about the booth and what you got planned here, Joel.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got our booth set up. We're right next to Meyer's Department Store. We are giving away a cooler, a Yeti cooler. So whether you have minerals or not, come swing by, grab a free water, put your name in for the drawing. And if you happen to have some minerals and you're curious about how you can take control of managing those and making sure that you're being paid correctly, talk to us.
And right now it's free.
Yep, absolutely. It is free. Right now we are still in what we call beta testing at this phase, where you can go on, you can sign up for the app. We intend to make a lot of changes right now, from now and over the next couple of months. And then ultimately we'll go for a full launch probably within a month.
So by beta, it's free, but you get a chance to say, hey, I love this, but if you could do a little bit of this or that doesn't exactly work. You're sort of helping develop this this tool that's going to be rolled out very soon.
Yep, absolutely. And that's even the handful of people that we have signed up right now, we've been gathering a lot of comments from them, and we've been making changes based on those comments. So if you want to get on the ground level of this thing starting out and you want your input heard and the official launch, get on, get in contact with us.
MineralTracker.com, or I can call you?
Yep, absolutely.
And, of course, the tool, as we've talked about before, pretty extraordinary. You got a toll-free number, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our toll-free number is 833-842-2924.
What give me, you know, what type of feedback are you getting? What are people saying about once they get a chance to use this new resource?
The best feedback that we've gotten so far is that it's super easy to sign up. It takes about 10 minutes to sign up. If you have anywhere from 1 to 50 wells, you can sign up within 10 to 15 minutes. And secondly, how easy and useful it is after that. And people love to be able to see, what am I going to be making this year? What am I going to make next year off my minerals? What about 10 years from now? So what we're bringing with our ability to project income and project your revenue moving forward is really unique to this market, and we're getting a lot of great feedback on it.
That's fantastic. Now, again, MineralTracker.com to download it free. You also have some upcoming Lunch and Learns?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to be having our first Lunch and Learn here in Watford City at the Gen Park Professional Building at 11:30 on Tuesday, August 14th. So that would be this upcoming Tuesday.
And then the following Tuesday, the 21st, from 11:30 to 1. And then you're also doing a software demo on Monday, August 20th, huh?
Yep, absolutely. So the software demo is just an opportunity for those who can't make it for Lunch and Learn in the middle of the day. We'll be hosting it at the Gen Park Professional Building at 6:30 p.m.
MineralTracker.com. Joel, anything else you want to tell folks?
Well, swing by. We'd love to talk to you.
Come on by. Corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North, just south of Meyer's Department Store. Big white tent, you can't miss it. Thanks, Joel.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us. You can't even believe how good things smell here right now, by the way. I know it's impossible to tell you on the radio how great things smell, but, you know, the cookers are going. You got somebody doing popcorn back over here. That's unbelievable. You've got cheese curds. You got lemonade. My goodness, it's just absolutely phenomenal. Somebody wanted me to ask that listener who called earlier from Minot, Don or Ron, I forget what it was, whether or not Al Gore is a scientist. So maybe he could call and give us a ring. That'd be great. Hey, here's a listener in Sioux Falls, working at SDN Communications. Sent us a photo working. Great. My Pillow winner. Going to Sioux Falls. And we'll pick one other one. Give you an hour or so to send in your photos of you where you're working. Okay? Let me get in one more call before we call this a Friday and we're done. Somebody wants to talk about tree huggers. That's kind of a derogatory term, but I know what they're saying. William in Fargo, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Scott. I'm hoping to get some advice from you about this guy that called about the climate change. All I could really hear him be was really angry and unwilling to listen to facts and reason. And I thought you did it really well. You kept trying to introduce it. When I talk to people like that, it seems like that's all they got is emotion and anger. And how do you get them to try and listen to reason? What techniques do you use as a communicator?
Well, I don't know. Some people that have their mind made up, you could say, is this pointless? I mean, I was trying to give them a few names, trying to give them the way I thought, the way I did. And I mean, he kept coming back to, are you a scientist, which I'm not, but neither is he. That's why I asked him. So, I don't know. I always say, if you can, kill him with kindness, you know, and just do your best to sort of disarm and say, okay, I understand how you feel. Can you tell me why or where this comes from, you know? I'd try that, William. I appreciate the question, though, because I think it's smart of you to say, hey, I'm not going to change anybody's opinion by just calling them a jerk, right? Not agreeing with them. I'd rather have a dialogue that's productive. So, way to go. All right. Watford City, Medora tomorrow. God bless you.
Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J. Ranch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.